honoring a bison sculpture, relocating a downtown mural and potentially installing a Métis-related artwork are some projects on which the city's Public Art Committee is working. Committee members met in mid-September to discuss several initiatives the group could pursue in the coming months. Those minutes were forwarded to City Council's October 10 regular meeting, with Council voting to receive and file the document. Bison sculpture. City administration informed the committee that city crews installed the metal bison artwork in July adjacent to the Tourism Moose Jaw office and, in August, landscaped the area and planted native plants. Once City Hall installs a bronze plaque at the location, it will hold an official event to unveil the artwork. Outdoor artworks. Members discussed the outdoor sculptures that the Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery currently holds in trust for the artists and will continue to discuss the locations that might work best for installation. Stormin Main Street mural. The committee continued to talk about how to relocate the Stormin Main Street mural at 44 Fairford Street West, considering the property owner has installed a door and windows on that wall of the building. Members will continue to brainstorm solutions, the report said. Red River Cart Proposal. Daryl Haman, president of the New Southern Plains Métis Local No. 160, gave a presentation that proposed installing a Red River Cart sculpture near the bison sculpture. The cart would be made of steel and include a plaque with an explanation of the history of the Métis people and the significance of the cart. The Métis group has contacted City Hall and Tourism Moose Jaw to kickstart the project while it plans to cover the project's funding. The committee tabled the proposal to its next meeting in October for further discussion. Interactive map. City employees Brett Rowlinson and Larissa Schick provided the committee with a presentation about the Public Art Interactive GIS map that city administration created for the group's use. The Geospatial, Geographic Information System, GIS, adds location to data, while administration has used the system to create a map that includes several of the city's murals and detailed information about them, the report said. Rowlinson explained that different applications could be used with this system, including an online personalized murals tour, an online guided tour and a mobile app that residents can use to find murals near them. The committee discussed the interactive map and the many ways it, the city and the public could use the technology. The group planned to continue working with City Hall to use the interactive GIS map. The next regular council meeting is Monday, October 23. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.